Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, I want to talk about this creepy game that we spoke about yesterday, which was called Five Nights at Freddy's. And Five Nights at Freddy's is scared the living daylights out of many, many children around the country. We spoke to some mums yesterday and their nerves are gone because the kids can't sleep and they're really traumatised. And our friends in the effect.net tend to know about these things, so we said we'd give them a call, and sure enough, Tony's there. Hiya, Tony.
How you doing, Ryan? Good morning.
Very good to talk to you. Five Nights at Freddy's, we talked about yesterday, creepy teddy bear things about death and destruction. So give us the potted history of, please.
Okay, Five Nights at Freddy's is a survival horror game. Survival horror, I suppose, is a genre. And it gets its kind of scare power from these jump scares where kind of you're not expecting something to happen and next thing, bang, it's in your face and you're not expecting it. The background of the story is you're a security guard tasked at doing the security in this pizza place called Freddy Fazbear's Pizza at night. And the whole purpose of you being there is that the animatronic teddy bears are allowed to walk around at night, because if they are to sit still all the time, their motors will seize up. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not allowed to walk around during the day because there was a supposed incident in 87 called the Bite of 87, where seemingly one of them attacked a customer during the day. You know, if the whole purpose of the game is that you are a security man in a security room watching the cameras, keep track on these bears and to make sure kind of they don't come near you. You know, if they come near you, they're going to attack you because they think you are a robot that's not in a costume yet. So they'll attack you and try and put you in costume and as a result kill you.
Okay, so it's creepy and murderous and all those sorts of things. Is there a rating on it on the app or the game? Is there a PG or 12s or something like that? Or
I believe it's an 18s rating.
It is. It's an 18s?
I'll double check that. I'll put it up on the site later, but I believe it's an adult rated game.
It's not really for the 9 and 10 year olds anyway. That's for sure.
No, not these survival horror type games. They're not. I mean, you can see that Five Nights at Freddy's. It kind of gets its scary power, especially to the kids. You know, it is accessible on any mobile device, Android, Apple devices. But it's teddy bears that are attacking you, and these animatronic ones, the sort of things you'd see at Disney World.
Yeah.
You know, I can see why it would be so scary to that age group.
What is survival horror, Tony?
I suppose it is what it says in the tin. It's a horror game that the purpose is you have to survive in order to kind of win the game or complete the game. Like, in Five Nights at Freddy's, you can get through the game completely without being attacked if you play it properly.
Right.
You'll never be scared. You'll never meet the teddy bears. You know, it's the anticipation of being attacked that kind of, that's where the scariness is. I am not a fan of survival horror games. They freak me out. I cannot deal with them. There's a number of them out there. There was a demo released onto the next-gen consoles called PT from a really famous game developer. And he's working with the movie maker Guillermo del Toro. He does all those creepy Hellboy films and that sort of genre. And it's basically you're walking around and around the same loop of a house over and over again. But every time something's different, so there's either like a crying baby or a door that's kind of slightly open or someone jumps out at you and then runs away. Like, it freaks me out. I cannot.
This is entertainment. This is having the crack.
Yeah, I don't like horror movies either.
No, well then that's not, that this is not for, do you play games? I mean, do you play?
I play pretty much all but these scary games. I've tried, there's another one that came out last year, it's called Outlast. You're a reporter who's going into a supposedly abandoned insane asylum. Like, you don't have any weapons, you basically have your flashlight and a video camera that kind of has a night vision mode, and you're going in investigating disturbances, and as you can imagine, it is just scary as hell, because it clearly isn't abandoned. There is people in there, and it is gruesome and just scary.
Okay, so you're going to put a thing, an information for parents worried about scary games.
Yeah, we'll put a post up on the site either later on this evening or tomorrow morning, and we'll list out the games that, you know, that's out there at the moment or have come out in the last few months that the parents, you kind of just keep an eye out for. If they see them on their young children's consoles or on any devices around the house, iPads or phones that the kids may use, that they may want to kind of look at reviewing with their children or removing from the devices. So any of those kind of super, along the lines of Five Nights at Freddy's, because I mean, there's two of those now and there's a third one on the way, and there is a lot of them available on mobile devices that could be quite scary, you know, if not, if the kids are not really into it.
And Five Nights is, at Freddy's is it's free, isn't it, the app to download?
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's another issue that you need to be kind of aware. Well, look, we appreciate you doing that, Tony, and we might put a link from your site to ours. Yours is theeffect.net, and that's where people can go, but we'll keep our friends posted on our Facebook page on Top Radio 2 FM. All right, Tony, thanks a million for that.
Thanks very much.
Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Ryan.